so powerfully elemental they seemed to speak directly to modern artists when they first saw them. The most self-consciously modern of them all, Picasso, told a friend that no sculptor had ever bettered the Paleolithic carvers. He bought a copy of this one, the Venus of Lesbugue, and kept it in his studio all his life. Was he touched by its archaic spirituality? No. He was earthly and worldly, but he felt a deep communion with the makers of a physical art, and there were traces of that communion elsewhere in his work. Despite rumours, there's no direct evidence that Picasso ever visited the painted caves of Altamira or saw, in person, the extraordinary painted bison that those caves contained.